It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
I've got a $50 gift certificate. No, wait, no. I don't.
Take that back.
I have an extra large premium chef's cutting board made of the finest American maple wood and crafted in the USA, exclusive for the Edge Kitchen Bash Showroom, a $100 value. To the 19th caller at 312-981-7200, experience the Edge at Builder Supply Outlet, just 5 miles east of Oak Brook Shopping Mall on Cermak Road, 25th Avenue in Broadview. Checking in at
number 5.
Amanda Knox, the woman from the state of Washington who was accused of murdering her roommate in Italy, remember that story?
Mm-hmm.
Was on Good Morning America, and she said that she told them, actually, about the new Netflix documentary.
Right.
Which gives her side of the story.
Coming out tomorrow, I believe.
Well, I think I'm trying to explain what it feels like to be wrongfully convicted, to either be this terrible monster or to be just a regular person who is vulnerable. And what I'm trying to convey is that a regular person like me, just a kid who was studying abroad, who loved languages, could be caught up in this nightmare where they're portrayed as something that they're not.
And she'll be here in Chicago speaking about her story and the exoneration, eventual exoneration. Remember, as we talked about, she was convicted and then acquitted, and then there was a series of illegal history where she was in jail for a period of time, and now it's over for her.
And then she'll be here tomorrow, right?
Exonerated, yeah. So she'll be talking. She'll be talking about her story tomorrow. I think the
Union League Club
legal community has come together to sponsor her appearance.
And people want to see her, they can buy tickets.
I think there still are some tickets, yeah. I think there are. It's a luncheon tomorrow.
Okay, so Google Union League Club and Amanda Knox if you want to go to that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, checking in at
number 4.
Trump campaign manager Kellyanne Conway wasn't given many softballs during her interview today on The View.
What's with the sniffles? What was the sniffles about? What was all that sniffling about?
He said it wasn't a cold. What was the sniffling about?
Well, it wasn't what Howard Dean said. I guess he was thirsty. You're going to criticize somebody for being thirsty and sniffling?
Remember when after Marco Rubio for that?
Wait, we're going to go after him for drinking water, and we're not going
to
ask Hillary Clinton why 5 people on her staff pled the 5th and took immunity last week?
Here's the problem. Once you open that can of worms, we have to then open your can of worms.
It was a very hostile situation with
thinking?
Kellyanne. I know.
I mean, she didn't
have the lion's den.
Yes, why? She didn't have to accept that invitation.
She didn't, but, you know, if anyone could do it, I suppose she can, because so many of the other people who speak for Trump, I mean, you know, could you see Paul Manafort doing that? No way. She probably thought, okay, she's a mom of 4. She may get the female audience a little bit more than most, and she could explain some of what, you know, Donald Trump was all about. But, I mean, it was a very hostile exchange.
I think that helps Donald Trump, though. I think when the women of The View jump all over her, Kellyanne Conway becomes the victim, and then by extension, he becomes the victim. Everybody's out to get him.
The problem I have with those situations, it just becomes like a pile-on, and you never really learn anything. It just sort of erupts into chaos. And I thought her whole appearance felt a little bit that way.
I have never learned anything from The View.
I know.
I've been watching The View for 20 years. I've never
periods of
ever
time.
Learned anything from it. Well, they got all up in her grill about the tax returns.
Where are they? He said he'll release when her emails are released. Where are his damn tax returns, and why don't we know what he spent? Where is it? Because I'm tired. I know what size Hillary Clinton's bra cup is. I know how much he spent on her bra. The transparency is insane.
That's
where is his trans? I'm sorry.
I don't want to know that about her. What I want to know is what she was hiding in 33,000 emails she deleted.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's how it pretty much went the entire time.
There's more.
What is Donald Trump hiding by not releasing
so
that information?
So there is a 104-page financial disclosure
If you can't
form,
financial,
you can access.
She has never been hacked. I want to know, since every other president has had to do it, where are the tax returns?
That's what
I want to know.
What he has said many times. It's under audit by his lawyer and his accountant.
It's bold.
First of all, let me tell you America wants to know what your tax return will look like under a President Trump and a President Clinton. Under President Hillary Clinton, your tax, he's not hiding anything.
I think he is.
Oh, God. I have a headache right now.
As Senator Keeley said in The Birdcage, that is the smartest show on television. All right. We'll get to your three, your two, and your one. But first, Violetta Potomac at the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.
Weeknights on WGN-TV, politically incorrect in primetime. Watch an hour of Two and a Half Men, followed by an hour of Last Man Standing with Tim Allen. Weeknights 7 to 9 on WGN-TV.
Top 5-5 continues right here. Checking in at
number 3.
The Northwestern University Children's Practice has released a Hamilton-inspired video titled Alabaster Flemington.
Oh, okay. Very current.
To inform people about the benefits of getting a flu shot, doctors from the practice appear in a video dressed in full Hamilton garb, rapping about the benefits of vaccine that they've dubbed the 10 Flu Commandments.
Alabaster Flemington. They call me Alabaster Flemington. And the flu season has just begun. Don't you wait, don't you wait.
Alabaster Flemington, Alabaster Flemington. Your patients all sing for you. You wanna know what's obscene? Not getting a flu vaccine. What's your name, son? Alabaster Flemington.
You know, how cute is that?
It's cute. Here's the problem.
What's the problem with that?
Here's the problem. Huh. Like, no one has seen this play. And so people don't know what the reference is.
Yeah, I don't get it at all.
I know. It's like, you know, when they did it on the NFL Sunday, you know, the NFL Sunday on Fox.
Yeah. On like opening week, right?
Yeah, opening week. They did it was a very great video.
Well, people in the New York area have seen it, and people in Chicago are just starting to see it. So you're right; they may not get that part. But what is their normal flu shot video like? I mean, I don't know. This is gonna crush it in terms of getting more people to watch it. In terms of what you usually see,
that is an excellent point. Mm-hmm. Still, don't know what any of it means. Although it does sound great.
Alabaster Flemington. Flemington.
Yes.
Cute.
Number 2.
Oh boy, Libertarian candidate for President Gary Johnson ate it on the campaign trail. When he was asked by Chris Matthews of MSNBC, name a foreign leader that you respect.
Who's your favorite foreign leader? Name one foreign leader that you respect and look up to. Anybody.
Mine was Shimon Peres.
No, okay, I'm talking about living. Go ahead. You got to do this anywhere, any continent. Canada, Mexico, Europe over there, Asia, South America, Africa. Name a foreign leader that you respect.
I guess I'm having an Aleppo moment in the former president of Mexico.
But I'm giving you the whole world.
I know.
Anybody
I know.
In the world you like. Anybody.
Right, well. Mm-hmm. Not good.
Mm-hmm. Pick any leader.
The former president of Mexico.
Which one?
I'm having a brain.
Anybody.
Fox.
Okay, who's your favorite foreign leader? Get him off the hook. Name a foreign leader you respect.
He was terrific.
Any foreign leader?
Merkel.
Okay, Merkel. Okay, fine. Save yourself. Can't argue with that. Anyway.
Oh, so he came up with it.
No.
Churchill?
That was Bill Weld who came up with it. Oh. Hey, go with Angela Merkel. Yeah, Angela Merkel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I love her. You know. Aleppo, po, po, po. Aleppo, po, po. The guy is so stoned. He admitted, Brett Baer was just on with us and told us that he admitted on his show that it's not that he's not smoking pot, because he's not smoking pot. It's that he's still eating the pot.
The edibles, right.
The edibles,
he did admit to doing that, 5 weeks ago? On Fox News. So it's not just the entire run of the campaign, which is what he sort of promised. He said, hey, you know, I'm gonna stay off of marijuana for the campaign run.
I'm gonna stop smoking marijuana for the campaign.
Oh, is that, did he use smoking?
He said smoking.
Wow.
That's some strong stuff. It lasted.
Favorite world leader.
Vicente Fox.
Hitting the
gosh. He's former also.
Hey, what does the fox say?
John Fox?
He's in Mexico. He's a Mexican fox. Fox. Fox.
And Brett Elmer.
Why do they say the G sound and not the J sound? Aleppo, po, 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 po.
That is inside his head. Sorry.
He does have sort of those half moon eyes when he's being interviewed.
Yeah,
sort of
he's stoned.
Wonder a little bit.
He's stoned. I'm sorry. Gary Johnson, if you're thinking about, if you want to lodge a protest vote, write my name in. Don't bother with Gary Johnson. Vote for whoever you were thinking. Vote for the other person that you're protesting. Vote for the one of the two main candidates you're protesting against. The one that you're protesting against, vote for the other one, is what I'm trying to say.
He's attracting a lot of millennial support. But
of course he is.
However, his numbers have slipped since a month ago from 9% to about 7% when you look at the aggregate of all polls for Gary Johnson.
So. Isn't Sabrina the Teenage Witch like campaigning for him in Vermont or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Vermont, great place. Name.
That's all I've got on the topic.
Her name.
Thanks,
name,
Kevin.
Name. Sabrina.
Used to watch the show. Great show.
Melissa Joan Hart?
Sabrina.
Got you guys. Very mature conversation about politics today. I love that. Can we get to the Tom Brady one, please?
Okay.
Spend a little more time on that.
Number one.
Who does Tom Brady like more, Ben Affleck or Matt Damon?
Tough. They both are.
I'm going to say Damon.
One lucky fan can find out in person in a video debuting exclusively on Good Morning America to promote a new Omaze campaign. Longtime friends Affleck and Damon have an argument over which one of them Tom Brady likes better.
Maybe Tom could tell you what his favorite movie of all time is.
Or maybe he'll tell you about the time you pressured him into making him wear a Jason Bourne t-shirt and it was really uncomfortable for everyone.
Yeah, he still wore it.
He felt bad for you.
All right, clearly this is a sore spot for you, Ben, and sorry to bring it up. Can't help what Tom loves.
Maybe we should also mention how we shouldn't stare at Tom's chin.
Okay, because I did that once and that's all you ever talk about?
I did it once. It was so weird. It was like people didn't understand what you were staring at. I mean, it's just a chin. It's a man's chin. There's a little bit of a, come to think of it, and not unlike my chin, really, in some ways.
Let me tell you something. If your chin was anything like Tom's, that Batman movie of yours would have made about $4 billion, because that's the only part recognizable of you, is that big, ugly chin. Tommy's a superhero.
I do understand their affection for Tom Brady. There's a campaign right now that you can spend $10 donation and win a date with all three of them. Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, and Tom Brady.
Aleppo, po.
I'm already going online to do this. Or just during the break.
We wish Anna the best of luck on this.
Isn't Sabrina the Teenage Witch campaigning to go out with Tom Brady? Or is that something else?
I think she should go out with Bill Weld and with Gary Johnson.
Oh, that's what it is.
You know, she could get stoked with us.
Ro, can I borrow $10?
Huh?
All right, it is time now to close this thing up.
The top